BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's best bits on the Scott Mills Daily, including a new song from China that will potentially get in your brain. Matt Edmondson plays Real or No Real, and it's the turn of Greg James to get sprayed in the face on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
I'm aware that this is now becoming a bit of a thing because people are asking for requests of that man shouting only the young. Mm-hmm. So I'll just do this one for now for Danielle in Bolton, who was at the cinema until like 2 this morning watching the new Hunger Games film, so she's feeling V-tired at the moment. Can she get an only the young or something to wake her up? There he is.
I think the way to do it is turn up the volume. You know, allow people to really ramp up the volume.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, turn it up. 1. I think that helped.
Epic.
Also, we've got Claire off of Pershore saying, loved you on the Mayor of Ware yesterday. But it would have been a golden opportunity for Chris to shout Only the Young.
Oh, no.
No, not during the Mayor of Ware.
No?
I don't think so. If you have not heard it before, it's on Greg's show, where you speak to a mayor on the phone and you have to guess the mayor of where by asking them some questions. And some people thought that our questions were a little bit left field yesterday. Okay, my first question is, what's the name of the local newspaper?
The Gazette.
The Gazette.
Bear in mind, we only had 5 questions each, and it was us two against Greg James and Chris Smith with the news. It wasn't a great question from you, though.
Well, no, because I was hoping that I was going to trip him up, and I'd be like, what's the name of the local paper? And he'd say, The Croydon Echo.
Right, and then we would have been straight in.
Yeah, so actually not that much of a stupid question. This is possibly a more stupid question, because it's quite limited.
Are you a spa town?
No.
Well, you can't go anywhere from there, can you? I thought this was a good question from me. Roger, are you partial to a bit of blue vein? Do you have any local cheeses?
No.
No. I didn't go anywhere either.
It was a good game, though. Good game.
I thought this might have helped us to the location of where he was the mayor of.
Who's turning on your Christmas lights?
We have several sets of lights. I was set to going to be turning on one of them.
Ooh.
Any celebs?
Yes. A certain Mr. Chegwin.
Keith Chegwin. Well, that didn't help me at all, did it?
Could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere.
Oh, save my go.
Famous alumni, please.
Sarah Brightman used to live here, and a more famous husband still does.
I know it.
And then you were like, oh, I know it. But you didn't know it.
I didn't know it. I was close.
When he said Downton Abbey, he was saying they filmed Downton Abbey nearby, and I was like, right, it's somewhere in Hampshire. And then Chris Smith off the news and Greg got in just before us.
Basingstoke, Roger?
You're saying Basingstoke?
I am.
You're correct.
Annoying!
Oh, you're such a bad
loser. Sorry, I took that really badly, didn't
it? Really badly.
I didn't notice it. Yeah, that was bad.
No! Thanks, Only Young! Thanks, Greg, for having us on yesterday. It was fun. Looking forward to Greg James' Innuendo Bingo. That's happening at 1:45. We are going to have to put his favourite clip in, though, aren't we?
Absolutely, yes.
Because he doesn't want it any other way. No. He always wants this clip on.
We're talking Dale, yes? Well,
yeah, Dale,
yes.
Winton. Yeah. Anything with Dale on, but this is his favourite from that National Lottery quiz that Dale does.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Every time, he loves it.
And the beef one. The beef one as well, he loves that.
Get the beef on him.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
Greg's on at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Whoa, these cameras are so bright these days, right?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right in my face.
Right in my face. They are going to be turned on in a minute. You can watch us on the Radio 1 website. But we've got so much lighting that we all look fabulous.
Have you demanded this? Because the lighting has changed in here. They're sort of like rings of light. But they look like the real deal. But it's the kind of thing that I can imagine you requesting.
Yes.
Yes.
It was specifically me, yes. Nothing wrong with that. It's going to make you look better at the end of the day.
Do you know what? We did a little bit of filming yesterday, didn't we, for the ICYMI on iPlayer.
Which is?
In case you missed it. You know the highlight show that I do?
That's
on BBC iPlayer?
It's good. You should watch it on BBC iPlayer.
So the new one that's coming out, me and Scott did a little bit of filming about innuendo bingo. And then did you notice that they basically asked if they could get another light just for me because I looked too pasty white next to you?
Compared to me, that's right.
Like, can we get a bit more light on Chris?
I love a light, me. You'll be able to see us in a minute. On the Radio 1 website, and Greg James is about to play innuendo bingo with us. It's nice to just have like one of the Radio 1 family on today, I think, you know? You're squinting. It's that bright.
Yeah, keep it local.
Watch us in a minute. On the Radio 1 website, we'll play Rixton and then we'll get into today's bingo. You right there?
I can't even see you.
I can't even see you. If you want to send us any clips, it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's where you send the email to. And just tell us what channel it is on, what you heard, and roughly what they said. Well, I wasn't expecting that. I do suggest you all go to the Radio 1 website right now just to see what the Greg James is wearing.
What's the fancy dress today, Greg?
All right, well, I've learned from my mistakes from last time. And I spent a horrible day sat in wet underpants, so I've taken them off. I've got some swim shorts on. I found a very small T-shirt, and I brought my very own shower cap today.
Yeah. If you want to go to the Radio 1 website, you can see all of this now. Did you have that shower cap just lying around at home?
I just popped and bought it now.
Oh, thanks for that.
I did it for you. Well, really? Mainly me, because I've
really have made the effort, haven't you?
What do you think? So, Chris, is it a nice look?
It's a really good
you look,
look
ridiculous.
How many shower caps have you had on this before?
I think you're the first. No, you're not the first, actually. It was you and someone else, but I can't remember who.
Also, that T-shirt, lol.
Do you like it?
Yes. Please go online and you'll see exactly what we're saying.
I bought it because I saw it years ago. It made me laugh because like anyone would actually wear this.
It's really funny. And there you are wearing it to potentially thousands of people on the Radio 1 website.
I knew it would come in handy.
Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on your phone, tablet, computer, laptop, wherever you can get Radio 1 on a screen. Get it now and you'll see Greg looking quite magnificent. It's time for bingo. Turn on the camera.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is innuendo bingo.
Have you just caught a glimpse of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's looking good.
I like it.
So it's always good to have Greg on bingo. And we really enjoyed being on Mayor of Ware yesterday.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It was. It got great feedback.
Really fun.
Oh, yeah.
Roger the Mayor.
But you said, it's not an instruction.
Yes. Okay, so let's fill our mouths with water, please, as we do every Tuesday and Thursday at 1:45 and play innuendo bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first we're going to Channel 4 show, You Can't Get the Staff. Now, the great thing about that show is the kind of the little how-to films that they do, which give you instructions on how to sort out household issues. So we're going to hear some of those instructions right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure we all picture them in our head. Here we go.
To prepare for battle once more, ensure the pleats fall to the left. Grip the top as if it's a bottle of vintage champagne.
You getting this? Mm-hmm. She's going on.
Next, drawing the hand firmly down the shaft, tighten the grip and flatten the folds to avoid bloating.
We all knew it was coming.
That's a good one. Thank you, Jade, for that. You can't get the star.
Rip the top as if it's a bottle of vintage champagne, drawing the hand firmly down the shaft.
Okay, so I know that Greg will enjoy this next clip because he sent it to me. Greg, this is from Newsbeat on your show, and it's Douglas Alexander MP.
Hang on. Okay.
Ready? Now, Douglas seems to know a lot about the morning routine of one of his colleagues.
I don't think Norman Baker suddenly got up this morning and examined his conscience. I think he got up this morning and examined his majority.
I just slapped the bin.
Is that one?
Alice is watching in the library at college. She just hooed her library. I mean, I get what you mean.
The Dewey Decimal System.
Tell Greg to put his legs away. I'm having my lunch, says Rich in High Wycombe.
Sorry, Rich.
Great to see you on Bingo again, Greg. It's been too long, says Lauren in Norfolk.
It's good to be back. Thank you, Lauren.
Yes. They are short shorts, those ones.
They are quite short. They're short, yeah. Sorry about this.
Yeah. You could almost examine your majority.
I think he got up this morning and examined his majority.
Okay, so more water,
more
please.
Minority.
And now more handy tips from Tom Kerridge on his Best Ever Dishes show. And I mean, here's a statement I think we can all agree with here.
All this needs now is a proper helping of filling.
Don't be shy. Get it all in. There's nothing worse than a stingy, tight-fisted pie.
Don't be shy.
Thank you, Michael, on Twitter for that one. I think we can all agree.
There's nothing worse than a stingy, tight-fisted pie.
I love Tom Kerridge.
I know.
He's great, isn't he?
So good, isn't he?
I love him. He's great.
Okay, prepare yourselves for this, lads. Uh-huh. Water, please. And an all-time classic now from a few months ago, which I think we need to play to Greg. He may have heard it before, but I want you to experience it in the studio while playing bingo with the waters. Yes, Chris? Why are you doing that with your mouth? What's happened? What's funny, though? Share? Okay. It's our favourite presenter from BBC WM. Why does she always get that reaction?
Sorry.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Shut up.
Caroline Martin.
Okay, wait.
Okay, ready?
I wasn't expecting BBC WM.
I know.
All right. Chris, come on.
Caroline Martin, who has really enjoyed some visitors, who came to see her in the studio while she was playing Phil Collins.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement.
What, Chris? Just said the name of the station. Come on. Here we go. Try again.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I'll tell you.
Oh, I love Caroline Martin.
I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I'll tell you.
Oh, goodness. It's a good one, that. Okay. Next on Innuendo Bingo with Greg James, we're going over to this weekend's Wales-Fiji rugby match. Mm-hmm. And we've got Eddie Butler commentating here. Now, I do know that some rugby player banter is kind of a bit strange, but I never guessed they would shout stuff like this on the pitch.
Tipperick, Priestland, Jamie Roberts, Scott Williams calling for George North to come inside him.
Whoa, you gave Chris a proper soak in there.
Go. Oh, wow. That went on.
Oh, that was a good one. Oof. Someone's just hooed that you've got a sweatshirt tied around your waist, Chris.
Yeah, sorry.
That's something.
But it's tied front ways, which has never been a thing.
Scott Williams calling for George North to come inside him.
Thank you, Lee and Reese in Bristol, for that one.
Very polite.
Now, I do have to apologise.
I do. If you're going to ask, ask nicely.
I know. Very polite. Apologies, Greg, for this next one. And it is a bit of a problem for Chris.
Oh, no. Not this.
Come on. It's not. What do you think it is?
Does it have Enya in? Is it music?
It's not Enya, no.
Okay.
Maybe it has.
It's not Ken Brown, is it?
No.
Ken Brown, who's that? What's that one?
Oh, put water in your mouth, I'll show you what Ken Brown is.
is that one?
Come on, water.
Mm-hmm. Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
It's a good one, isn't it? Off the snooker there. Okay, here we go. Water, please.
This is the best thing.
Water, please. Oh, is it golf? Oh, yeah.
What did you say?
I said snooker. It's all the same to me, sweetheart.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Oh, yeah, it's why clearly golf. I don't know.
Snooker.
Why did I say snooker? Not the same.
Okay, but this one's going to cause trouble.
With I know what I was getting confused with. This is snooker.
Four.
As I say, he'd prefer not to have flicked the pink.
That's snooker. Okay, so this one is Holiday of a Lifetime on BBC One.
Oh, God.
And we're going to a caravan in the West Country where we find Len Goodman.
No.
Not just Len, though. It's a 10 from Len. But also
Shammy Len.
Arlene Phillips. Mm. She's in the caravan too.
Mm-mm.
In the West Country.
Mm.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh. Oh, I tell you what. Oh. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
What is it?
They're having an eclair, a chocolate eclair in a caravan in the West Country, obviously.
We went before you.
Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
We went in before it started.
Water, please.
All over myself.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
That was me doing Enya.
Oh, God.
Still good, isn't it?
On a best of, that would be definitely top five.
Yeah.
This, please play the singing again. Please.
Oh, do
you want it with Len?
Yeah, please, mash it up.
Okay.
This is what else is special. Have a listen to this.
No, I haven't
special.
Got it right now.
No, oh, okay, don't worry.
Oh, hang on. Hang on, no, you asked for it.
Oh. Oh, I tell you what. Oh. Smack me with a damp chamois leather, will you? This is heaven.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
That was me doing it.
Yeah, there we are. Okay, we continue. It's his favourite, look. Absolutely loses it every time. This is a good bingo today, I'm enjoying. Okay, now we're going to go...
The water just came out of my eyes.
We're going to Good Morning Britain from earlier in the week now. And it's reporter Sean Fletcher letting us know about a very poorly thought-through competition that they seem to be running over on GMB. I can't imagine many viewers applied to do this.
Now, back in September, we launched a competition to invite 100 of our viewers to come on us.
No, see, hang on, let me start this again. I think he slightly misspoke there. He didn't get it quite right. So, again.
To invite 100 of our viewers to come on us on a holiday to Orlando.
OK, right, come on holiday with us. That's what he meant to say. Lee sent that one to me. Thank you, Lee. Any more, send them to scott.mails@bbc.co.uk. And now one of my favourites from Tuesday with Stereo Kicks, but I don't think the lads quite got this one. It's from Coronation Street. And let's all listen out for Sally Webster using a weird Mancunian turn of phrase that may confuse us, some of our listeners in the South. Greg, here you go.
Orange zest.
Eh?
That's the secret in the lasagna. The merest tint of orange zest. It gives it a real zing.
I suppose it was a bit zingy.
What? Who puts oranges in a lasagna? I'm lucky she didn't put a banana in my tuna sandwich.
I haven't heard that one.
Sally Webster.
Who puts oranges in a lasagna? I'm lucky she didn't put a banana in my tuna sandwich.
Oh, dear.
I haven't heard that.
And one more, just for Greg. Here we go.
Oh, hang on, I need some water. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what's coming, don't you?
Pass me a water, will you?
Oh, here we go.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Every single time he gets it.
I accept beef. I'm looking for beef.
And that was... that was Greg James in Una Bingo. Did you enjoy?
Always.
It's still fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know if you've seen this, but have you... Oh, surely you have. Have you seen this thing about cats and circles that's going around at the moment?
Right, I think I saw something about this yesterday.
Yeah, there was an article about it yesterday, but then I've noticed that it's been on Twitter a lot. I don't know if this is real or if it's just that people have taken photos of their cats in circles, but basically what it is that if you draw a circle on the ground, or if you, I think they say if you make a circle
make one with
out
string.
Of string or masking tape, the cat will go inside and not want to leave.
The cat will just sit in the circle.
Yeah, it will just stay there.
But no one knows why they do.
No, and it's almost like they've just discovered this. It's just suddenly become a thing.
Yeah, or even if you can make a circle out of even bananas, a cat will feel compelled to sit inside it.
Yeah.
And there are loads of pictures of cats just in circles on Facebook and Twitter.
It's random.
It's really random.
I haven't got a cat.
I don't. So, I wanted to try it last night. Did you?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. In fact, one of my mates did this and then put all the pictures up on Facebook. And sure enough, he's made a circle on the ground and then next thing, the cat's in it.
I was just been reading about it, right? So they think that maybe like the circle acts as a boundary that gives the cat a sense of security. But cats are well arrogant, right?
Sorry, did you just make that up? Or?
No, I've just been reading about it.
Oh, now. I thought you...
I just looked it up.
I thought we were having a deep discussion about how cats' brains work.
So, I mean, the circle could act as a boundary. Which means the cat has a bit of a sense of security.
It's a sense of space that no other cat can have.
But cats believe that your home is theirs anyway, in its entirety, because that's how arrogant they are.
So what?
Yeah, this is not your house, it's mine, actually.
I'm really
so that completely blows the circle theory apart, because they don't think it's like a boundary, because they own the whole house in their heads.
So why are they going in the circle then?
Nobody knows.
Does this work with humans? Should we...
No.
Is there anyone else that this would work with? We've got a newsreader here called Kat Collins. Would it work
Let's
if we drew
a circle
on the ground outside?
I'd like it if Charlie Sloth, like if we drew a circle, he'd just stay within the circle. I don't know why that's in my head today, but I think I'd like to try it with him maybe.
But is this real then, or is this just people drawing circles then putting
it seems
their cats
to happen,
in it?
It seems to happen to a lot of cats.
Wow. I really want to test this.
There's loads of people saying, like, Lee, I had a complete cat fail last night, tried the circle trick, my cat sat outside of it and just ignored the circle. Yeah, it's not working with every cat. So many people are sending me pictures of their cats. Like, people are at home today, or they just got home from work or finished college early. Like Heather. They're sending me because I said earlier about this thing we were both reading, and some of our mates have been trying it out, where if you create a circle, your cat will sit in it with string or maybe with a scarf. Sometimes works. Even with some bananas, it works.
But the pictures you keep showing me when the songs are playing are cats kind of rejecting the circle.
I almost like the ones where it's just the cat just going, no, outside of the circle. I'm getting loads of those.
It's like the circle's a clichéd thing.
Yeah, it's like, really?
I'm not that kind of cat.
Please. You think I'm going to sit in that? Megs has been on. Her cat does not agree and is sat just outside the circle to make a point. Mossy's been on. She did she just put a hula hoop down, cat not interested, then created a circle with a scarf straight in, and she's still there now. I don't know why, it's so weird. Right, we get a lot of emails to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you want to send one in, that's the address, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. This person sent me one. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. How can I help?
Well, I saw something on the internet that was a bit odd, and I'm just trying to kind of process it now, but it's a bit like what Chris sometimes does with, like, show and tell.
Oh, excellent. Listener show and tell. I love this.
Is this allowed, Scott?
Yeah, no, I'm saying it is allowed. Anytime you've got anything you want to share with the class, let me know about it.
If we're doing it as a show and tell, do you want to whip your trumpet out?
Hang on a minute. I'll just do that on demand. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's it. That's better, isn't it? So what have you got for me?
Well. Well, it's a video that my friend Jack posted on my Facebook like a few days ago, and I just watched it and didn't know what any of it was. It's like a music video, and I think it's from China, but it's very chicken related.
Yes, I've seen this also.
Yeah?
Yes, I saw it the other day. One of my friends sent it to me and was like, this is going to be your new favourite song.
Is it a bit of you? I've not seen this.
Yeah. It's called, is it Chick Chick?
I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to tell on YouTube because, like, Chinese characters and stuff. But, yeah, chickens are a big part of it. I'd say they were the main part of it. But also, like, women dressed up as chickens.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's a bit odd. I just didn't really know. You know when you see something that's so cringe or weird that you're like, everyone else has to see this because mm-hmm. it can't just be me.
Yeah,
that's
you want
to... That's why I'm bringing it to show and tell.
You want to share it with the class, Nancy, don't you?
I do. You've all got the suffer now, sorry.
I was actually going to bring this to the attention of you early this week, but I don't know whether it was too weird or not. So I'm glad you've done it and not me.
Okay, blame me, that's fine, yeah.
That's fine, yeah.
Go on then.
I've got it.
Show and tell.
Okay, right, we've already got it on YouTube. Here we go. Yeah. Kind of really need to see the video, actually.
You really do.
It is women being chickens. And then some animated chickens. Look up Chick Chick.
Is this the reply to What Does the Fox Say then? Is this like a Frankie Amon situation?
Don't think so. This is like the biggest song in China right now.
It does really remind you of that.
It does a bit, yeah. It might be the new Psy. Here we go. That's women doing that.
It's really annoying, but quite cool.
I like it.
Is that the chorus? Because I think it is.
Yeah, that's the chorus, yeah. Oh. It's not like me to bring you rubbish novelty records, is it?
I did think of you, Scott, sorry.
Yeah,
well, it's not you, Scott. You can't take credit for this one. This is Nancy's show and tell. I know, I can already see how your mind's working. You made a comment earlier to Nancy, which was, I was going to bring this along and show everyone, I know what you're doing. What you've seen, Nancy has basically beaten you to it.
Yeah.
This is going to be huge. You're going to get a lot of credit for it, like you did with Psy and stuff like that. All the reporters will come to you saying, talk to us about this latest craze, but actually... It's really Nancy in the show and tell.
Well, no, I was going to play it to you earlier this week, but I thought the listeners have suffered enough over the years.
Is this going to be big then?
Possibly, yeah.
Right.
But think of all of the novelty songs over the years that I've kind of made you suffer.
Oh, I wish we could have a little blast of some of them, because, you know, they do get forgotten. My favourite ever, of course, Chacaron. Huge. I urge anyone to look it up.
Let me find that for you. Hang on. I don't have a bank of these, by the way. I'm just looking them up on YouTube like everyone else can. Can I just put you on hold for a second?
Go for it,
okay,
yeah.
Please hold. Your core is important to us.
Sorry, it's buffering.
Oh, hate buffering.
Oh, no, 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 you spell it with a C-H, not an S, you fool.
I like it, you know that.
Oh, yeah, sell some, yo, macaron, yeah, macaron, no, chacaron, chacaron.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Chacaron. I heard this in a shop recently. Yeah, that was one of mine.
So I really just made this a whole lot worse for myself, because now I've got the chicken song and that song kind of battling it out in my head. Thanks, Scott.
No, that's okay, because at least it sounds like you found this one, so it's nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
So this is a new thing then, show and tell. Listeners can get involved in this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
What was last year's one? Oh, no, a couple of years ago.
We've got Gangnam Style, What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah, and then there was that one that I tried to get Christmas number one and Matt Carter was really annoyed. What was that?
Oh, yes, was it the Family Guy one?
Yeah, Bird is the Word.
Bird is...
yeah. Oh, no.
Word Blaster, that wouldn't be the worst thing either. Oh, Nancy, hold.
Brian, can I see that paper for a second? That's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. A well, a bird, bird.
I can say this
what
now.
Have I done? Oh, no.
I can say this now, but I remember in the week leading up to Christmas number one, someone from Matt Cardle's record company did ring me and go, maybe you could, like, ease off this campaign now because we need. What was the song? When We Collide by Matt Cardle. Was looking like it might not do it.
Yes.
But it did, so it's fine. So, yeah, I've been responsible for a lot of these over the years, but thanks for bringing Chick Chick to our attention.
Yeah, sorry about everyone having to relive the bird is a word and all that, but, yeah. Oh, dear. Can't take it back now, can I?
Should we have another blast of Chick Chick before you go, Nancy?
Oh, go on, then.
So this person, Roland Wang, who the song is by, has been on the pop scene in China since 2003, initially an R&B singer. This
what
is
happened?
I don't
R&B
know.
Singer.
Yeah.
What is this, the Chick Chick song you're talking about?
Yep.
Right.
And this is just her latest effort. Over 9 million views on YouTube.
Whoa. Right? Yeah.
This is the chorus, by the way, in case you were wondering.
So catchy. Yeah.
Good show and tell.
Thanks, Nancy.
Cool, no worries. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. We had the biggest reaction this week to when we taught you how to sing like Sia with that vocal coach from America called Felicia Ritchie.
So good.
It's on the podcast. Chris and also one of our listeners, Jade, were being taught to sing like Sia. Mm. So many people saying it was the funniest thing they've heard for ages, so thanks for that. She has done some other videos on YouTube. I think we'll maybe take you through another tutorial with her next week. And the good thing is, I now have her email address.
Yes.
So I think that we maybe should arrange something around Christmas time where she can teach us all to sing some Christmas classics, but in the way that only she can do. Because she can make you sound like any pop star.
Yes.
As she did with Sia.
So what are you suggesting, that you'd be singing Christmas songs or Christmas songs in the style of pop stars?
I don't know what yet, but...
Think about that.
I know, but I definitely want to get her back on because...
Basically, you really want her on.
I just want her on because I'm obsessed with her. And she can just make you sound like any artist.
Okay.
She's done a good one, The Problem, Ariana Grande. I think we'll tackle that next week. That was Mary J. Blige, and right now, remember, she was in Birmingham. At One Extra Life.
Birmingham.
If you want to see all the live sets of music, go to BBC iPlayer. It's on the Radio 1 channel. Here's where Chris tells you about his thing that he's got on BBC iPlayer at the moment on the new Radio 1 channel. It's called ICYMI, in case you missed it. What's on it?
Well, the one at the moment, it's got Dave Grohl, Dave Guetta, Annie Mac meets Mary J. Blige. There's loads of stuff, yes.
Dave's Mary, Innuendo Bingo.
A little bit of Innuendo Bingo, it's all on there.
Yeah, so everything from Radio 1 that you miss, you can watch in the last 7 days on new BBC iPlayer Radio 1 Bit. Hello, Matt Edmondson.
Hey, Scott, you're all right?
I feel like
hello,
it's
Chris.
Been,
hello.
I feel like it's been a long time.
It has been a long time, hasn't it? Yeah. Would you like me to count how long it's been?
You're
very talented at that these days.
They had you there, didn't they?
They did.
On that breakfast show.
Ah, curse you, Grimmy. I'll get him back at some point.
That was a good idea. So you actually had to record them all?
Yeah.
I thought you had to say every number from 100 to 1.
And I just got in. It was on a Saturday morning before my show. And my producer, Chris, he's normally in quite a bad mood. And he was in a bad mood. And he was like, look, we've got to do this thing from the chart. So you think... Oh, counting backwards from 100, that's not going to take that long. It takes so long to do. And he kept critiquing me, saying, do that one again. 22.
You didn't say 23 quite right there.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, they did get you, but they're getting all of us. And it's just quite, in a way, disappointing that we're that gullible.
I know. I can't trust anyone anymore.
I know. Right, so Matt's here to play Real or No Real. Tell us what's on your show at the weekend, which is a must listen, by the way. Listen to Matt Edmondson at the weekend on Radio 1.
Thanks very much.
10 a.m. Yes.
I was going to finish that. Till 1 p.m.
Till 1 p.m.
So this weekend, the cast of Horrible Bosses are going to be on. Jason Sudeikis, Charlie Day and Jason Bateman coming in for a round of Leave It Yeah. So some awkward and difficult to answer questions, including who gets paid the most money for that movie out of everyone, including them, Jennifer Aniston as well. So you can listen to that. Also on Sunday, Pixie Lotzin. Chris, you want to listen up for this one? Because we're going to live stream it as well.
Yeah.
We're doing Plank All Over Me.
Oh, wicked.
So, with, you know, Pixie Lott.
With Pixie Lott. So I lie on the floor and then she does the plank, like in exercise, over the top of me.
Mm. It's the perks of the job, really.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Got to do it. Done it with everyone.
Is that not awkward at times? Is it not really...
Oh, yeah, but that's the whole idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's insanely awkward. Especially with it being sort of after a Saturday night, do they ever have, like, really bad breath?
No, there's normally a sort of a mint pass around that takes place beforehand.
Right.
Like a little ritual, yeah. But you do get really close. Sometimes my nose touches other people's noses.
Mm. I mean, it's the ultimate in awkwardness, but that's why I love it. So that's happening... Matt Edmondson, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. on BBC Radio 1. Let's play Real or No Real with Matt, a rare treat. Here we go.
As well as discovering gravity, Sir Isaac Newton invented the cat flap.
I mean, that's a huge invention, if so.
Those
isn't
are
it?
Two what, more life-changing than gravity? Things.
Mm. Yeah, well, no, not as good as discovering gravity, but still, it's not a bad second single, is it?
No.
Because isn't the thing with gravity that something fell on his head, like an apple fell on his head?
Yeah.
So he's obviously a practical person, sat around going, oh, apple's falling, that's gravity. Oh, my cat's stuck outside. What it needs is a tiny door of its own. Cat flap.
You have to question him what else he's invented, because I'm sure there must be other things. If this cat flap thing is true, that guy's, I mean, he really is a legend, isn't he?
Do you think at the time, whoever invented the cat flap, at the time, people thought that was a crazy idea? Like a tiny, when you think about it, like a tiny door for a cat.
Yeah.
Does seem a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of something as good myself that I can... like
sliced bread?
It is difficult, isn't it?
What, to just invent something?
Yeah.
It's easy back then because there wasn't so much invented.
That's true.
Yeah, true. The cat flap is quite a simple idea, though.
It is, but sometimes they're the best. So, Sir Isaac, he discovered gravity, but did he also invent the cat flap? Real or no real, Matt Edmondson?
I'm going to say real. I think he did.
Real.
That one is real.
Oh,
what a guy.
Huge.
Well, actually,
that's amazing.
It's not quite true, but it's in a lot of history books. We think, strictly speaking, he invented the cat hole without the flap because his university cat was scratching the door
so
to be let out.
Just kicked a hole in the door.
Just a hole in the
that's
door.
That's not inventing something.
Well, it is.
Can't invent a hole.
It hadn't been done before for a cat, but we're just saying the flap bit was maybe
not
him.
Yeah, the flaps are the most important bit of
Why
that.
Why is it?
Because
the hole's important too, Chris.
No.
The hole is important. That enables us to get out. Why does it have to be a flap?
Think about it. It's just a hole without that.
Think of the breeze.
Lol, how completely unimpressed you are now with Sir Isaac Newton.
If anything, I wouldn't claim that if I was him.
And that went from a hero to zero, didn't it? And next.
Neil from the Inbetweeners' dad is, in real life, one of the Prime Minister's chauffeurs.
Hang on, this takes some reading.
Okay, so
this
is
from the Inbetweeners' dad, not in the show.
No,
it's
the
real
Blake
life
Harrison,
dad.
His name is. Isn't
yeah,
it?
The real life dad of Inbetweeners actor Blake Harrison is one of the Prime Minister's chauffeurs.
Good gig if you can get it. Really good gig.
It's tricky because I think in the show Inbetweeners, Neil's dad plays another character in another show which is related to the Prime Minister as well.
Really?
In a completely different show, yeah. And this is why this is scrambling my brain. But I think... I don't know where to go out with this.
I think it would have come up. I've interviewed Blake a few times in the past, and it's the sort of thing that I would go around bragging about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having a contact that knew the Prime Minister.
One of the Prime Minister's chauffeurs.
He's got more than one chauffeur. I guess he has a day chauffeur and a night chauffeur.
Yeah.
And weekends, like little timeshare.
But you think it would have come up in your interviews with him, really?
Well, you'd think so, although maybe it's the sort of thing that you think, well, he'll have done his research and he'll ask me about this. I won't bring it up. And, of course, I wouldn't do any research.
And
just, scan Wikipedia.
Yeah. Is Blake quite posh, would you say?
He's posher than Neil, isn't he?
Right.
He's posher than Neil. Yeah, when you meet him, he talks in a posher way.
So is Neil from the Inbetweeners' dad in real life one of the Prime Minister's chauffeurs, real or no real?
Okay, I'm going to go real on this one.
I'm going to go no real. I think it's unlikely. It would have come up.
That one is real.
What?
Yes. So, Blake Harrison's dad used to be in the army and now is a driver for the Cabinet Office.
Great gig.
Really good gig. Now, this next one is about the singer of Catfish and the Bottlemen, Van McCann. He was on the Radio and Breakfast show with Grimmy this morning, and it's another fact about a dad.
Van McCann's dad is called Daniel and runs his own home removals business.
So he called his kid Van.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's in all day.
Yeah. So...
No, come on.
Van McCann, his dad is called...
Daniel.
Dan
McCann. Dan and Van McCann.
Dan McCann.
What's his nan called?
With a van.
Nan McCann.
So Daniel... So potentially his middle name could be Van as well, couldn't it? Because sometimes you do that.
Name Dan Van McCann. Great name.
I mean, the removal business must have some kind of van pun, I'm sure.
I know what the name of his business is.
What is it?
Dan McCann, the man with the van.
Right. Yeah, is that real? Are you saying that for sure? Are you trying to...
I don't know.
I'd be tempted, if I had the surname McCann, to set up a removal business just so I could call it that.
Yep. I am going to go real on this one.
I'm going to go no real, because it's too coincidental. It's like being a butcher and calling your kid sausages. You're not going to do it.
I'm going real on this one. I just have a feeling about it.
That one is no real.
Well, if he's thinking about a career change.
What a shame.
All of that made up there. And finally, your last one today.
When the Arctic Monkeys formed, none of them could play a musical instrument.
When they first got together, there was an air of mystery about them.
There was. You never saw a... the video was... It looked like it was just shot by, a mate or something like that, wasn't it?
That's because they were rubbish, that's why.
No, they weren't rubbish. That's the thing. What do you mean they were rubbish?
Couldn't even play an instrument.
When they first started, they... you couldn't... even at their gigs and that, they kind of... I'm sure I heard this. They disguised their identity.
That's because there was someone else doing it.
Oh, right. Okay, I see. So, really, they were kind of learning. They had the name first and... No, surely not.
Well, they had a year on the road without being seen with other session musicians, and then they learned...
Behind them playing guitars. Obviously, I could be making all of this up.
That has been done, though, hasn't it? Aren't there bands where they never play the actual instruments? People, pretend they can play the bass or whatever and can't really do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
When the Arctic Monkeys formed, they knew each other from school or something like that. So there's a group of them, they all formed at school... And they couldn't really play musical instruments and then learn it as they grew up.
That's quite a good idea, isn't it? Let's form a band. That seems like a nice thing to do. Yeah. Then go away from there, get the necessary skills.
Okay. What are you going for on this one, Matt?
I think it's unlikely. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yes.
But it's not as it seems, because they formed when they were 16 because they wanted to be in a band but hadn't even started to learn the instruments yet.
That's incredible.
So by the time that they were Arctic Monkeys that we know and in the actual charts, they were quite good. At the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 30, Matt got 20.
Ah, what?
Oh, wow. At least you're planking with Pixie on Sunday.
True.
It's all
Every
fine.
Cloud.
Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday, that.
Yes. Matt Edmondson on your radio, 10 till 1, Saturday and Sunday. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Back tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1 for our Friday show. If you can't listen to us live, get this free podcast. We do one every day. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.